The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Hey, mum's the word. Chrysanthemums, that is. They are the most popular fall flowering plant. We'll tell you how to grow them and use them in our first segment.
Do you have a bird feeder? Do you wish you had certain types of birds visiting your feeder? We have some great tips to attract your favorite birds during our second segment.
Are your summer flowering combo pots looking a little tired? We'll give you some ideas to help freshen them up during our third segment. We continue addressing Becky's email that we got last week. She wanted to know about UV protection on windows and if it hurts your houseplants. We've got the answer coming up. What's bugging you? Imported cabbage worm. Oh, my God. I hate them. Those little white butterflies that fly around and I try to kill and people look at me.
Don't hurt the butterfly.
It's not a butterfly. No. It is a little worm that devours your cabbage, your kale. Oh, I hate them. You'll hear more about it in our final segment.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Do you think you have insects eating away your nice, beautiful lawn? Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below is the product for you. Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below not only controls chinch bugs, which is a surface feeding insect, but also controls grubs, which is a subsurface feeding insect. It does it all, guaranteed. When most homeowners see their lawn turning brown in the summer, they think grubs. Damage from the larva, Japanese beetle. But in many cases, it could be chinch bugs. Chinch bugs are hard to see because they are so small and you'd need to get down on your hands and knees to see them. If you misdiagnose your problem, Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below has you covered. The product will control both chinch bugs and grubs. This summer, control your pest problems with Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below. It also may be used in flower beds, on landscape ornamentals, trees, and shrubs. Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below will also control crane fly larvae, ants, mole crickets, sod webworms, bill bugs, and many more. Your property will be pest-free with Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below. So next time you're visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilum's Bug Blaster Plus Above and Below and expect to have the best-looking lawn and landscape in the neighborhood. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, let's talk about the most popular fall flowering plant. The Hardy Mum.
Hardy.
The Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
We're showing our age.
Yeah.
I'm only 32.
That's all you are.
times, you know. Anyway, Hardy means that they are rugged, able to take the late fall temperatures. They're one of those plants, it's a perennial. But they don't flower until the fall, and they look kind of ugly until they do. There actually is a weed.
Weed, yeah.
Yeah, that's weed, a That is a chrysanthemum weed that it just looks like the regular chrysanthemum. But and what's the rule on weeds? A weed is a plant
in the wrong place.
That's right. That's it. So mums are started, like really, they're rooted in late spring, and then they are transplanted into larger containers. Wow. So the mums that you see aren't like, you know, overnight.
Yeah.
It takes some time.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and all about mums, it's always been if you can get them early, if you can get them into flower early, and that the breeding behind mums has been how to get them to stores before Labor Day.
Right.
Tell you what, our growers this year, even though they have varieties now that are, they're not only called early, they're called early, early.
Early, early.
When you go to look on the sheet, it says EE, early, early.
Early, early. With that, it's like way back when.
I mean, it's supposed to be early, early. And there's some that are like full bloom right now. Yeah. But most are green. I took a walk through one of our growers, actually a couple of our growers, and they look like salad, man. They have no color on them. There's maybe one bud cracking, but that's okay. That's kind of how I like to get them. I like to get them when there's just, you know, a little bit of color showing. Because if you go and you put them in now, they're only 6 to 8 weeks, and then they're bloomed out. So you don't get the longevity that they could have. So keep that in mind. And I think it was, you know, Dr. Jim last year, we did a section on mums. He said, hey, you forgot to suggest to people to buy mums in stages.
Right.
So if you see some mums in bloom, buy them, but then also get some that are in bud or tight bud, not showing color yet, because they'll serve their purpose into like even November.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, and it takes they can take a light frost.
Yeah.
Not a hard frost. Yeah. I'll tell you, when you look at mums again, it's now that it's early, early, then there's early, then there's mid-season and late season.
Yeah. Wow. Are you confused yet?
I tell you, you know, if you purchase a mum in August, let's say, like we won't bring them in until September. It will be done and declining in October. Yeah. So, you know, kids are coming trick-or-treating. Boy. It's like, Mommy, look at the dead plant. You know? So
it's a brown mum.
Holy oak, look at that plant dead, Holy oak.
Yes, it is. The later the plants, the larger, and they will last longer. So they'll just continue to grow. Yeah. They grow better and it's cooler. You know, some of the tricks that they used to do to get mums to flower is that they would shade them. They'd literally put shade cloth over the greenhouses and that would trick them into blooming early. Mm-hmm. But the plants generally on the smaller side.
Oh, gosh.
They like cooler weather and they don't like drying out.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Hulu, have you ever seen a mum that has all of its buds on the top of the plant. Right. And then all those buds, instead of looking upright and perky, are flagging down because you don't get a second chance. There are some plants where they'll give you a second chance, like, you know, like impatience or peace lilies inside, you know, where they'll wilt down and then they'll pop back up water them. It's just kind of them. It's like, hey, I'm warning you. Yeah. You better water me. Yeah. Mums, you don't get that second chance. They don't like to be dried out. And I'm not talking about just a day. It's like when people leave it go.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah, and they are dry.
And then their soil is crispy critters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at that. You just looked at, we have a snail in the studio was on one of the pots of the plants. Anyway, if so, that brings us to YouTube. If you want to see us and you want to see what we have in studio and watch our show rather than just listen to the show, you can go onto YouTube and find us on YouTube and please subscribe. Then you'll get it in your inbox every week. And we ask you, please give us a rating. We do appreciate that. Our sponsors appreciate that. And that lets us know it's like a pat on the back.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Aaron. On YouTube, where do they find us? So they go onto YouTube.
Yeah, just type in Bloomer's Home Garden.
Bloomers Home and Garden or home, Bloomers in the Garden?
Bloomers Home Garden.
Bloomers Home Garden. There you go. Yeah,
okay.
All right. So go back to mums. Mm-hmm. They technically are perennial. They are. They come back. Man, are they ugly for most of the year. They're just green like meatball things that are growing in your yard that, you know, if you're in spring, you kind of forget that that's your mums out there. And like, mm-hmm. I always suggest, like, if you want them to come back, that you plant them in a different part of the yard. Like, plant them towards the back of a landscape, plant them in the backyard, do somewhere else. You know, don't keep them in the front of your bed where you have them all fall because, man, they just are plain really ugly. Yeah. Ugly for like 8 to 9 months. Yeah. You've got to deal with these things that just look like weeds.
Yeah.
Boy, did I sound better?
Yeah, you do.
I don't like mums. Yeah. And it's just for that reason. And that they need care. Mm-hmm. They need care. You're going to need to pinch them throughout the summer. So, and that here's how you take care of them. Like, so, okay, so transplant them into like a back part of your landscape where they're not as noticeable. And that when they do flower, they'll be like, oh, look at them. Their mums are here.
Yeah,
so rather than, look, the mums are still here. So, but you've got to do 3 pinches in all. And the last pinch being the end of July. Now, what's a pinch? What's a pinch? It's the same as pruning. And that you basically take a third of the growth off each time. And that will start, so after your mum comes back to life and it's growing and it's probably 8 to 10 inches, you pinch it back a third. And that's where you'll get that real pretty dome-shaped mound of flowers. If you don't, it's going to look a little irregular. It's not going to be that same plant, you may not even recognize it, that it's going to be real tall and leggy.
Yeah,
so you do need to go ahead and pinch it back. Mm-hmm. Now, Julio says you should just throw them away.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
They're not pretty.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, look, they cost you $7 or $8.
That's it.
Okay, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe. There are always a deal out there somewhere. I mean, we've got 4-inch ones that are cheap. Just throw them away. Mm-hmm. Throw them away. You know, you have our permission to euthanize them when they're done flowering because they're plants.
Not puppies.
You got that?
Yeah.
It's okay. Treat them as an annual. Get that use out of them. Enjoy them. And, you know, it's like almost like pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
You know, they're around for the fall and they're good. But if once you get past that, you know, it's like, all right, I'm sick of the pumpkin.
Yeah, that's it.
With mums, it's a kind of the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
So don't worry. Don't feel guilty about throwing away a perennial. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, we understand you're all excited about mums.
And you think it's like, all right, so if you buy 5 mums and they're, say, $8, that's
$40.
I went to McDonald's for breakfast the other day. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I talk about it because we both use McDonald's for fuel. And it was $12 or $13 for breakfast at McDonald's. Aaron, I mean, I know you're the points guy, where you're the points hoarder and every deal you can, but you're spending close to that, right?
Yeah, nah. No.
Oh, now, see, how do you get away?
Because I use the coupons. There's always like coupons on the apps. Like,
well, I'm using the same stupid coupons, but you can only use one.
You buy one breakfast sandwich, you get one free. You get your coffee.
They're still like $5.
Yeah, but that's still $8 I pay total for two breakfast sandwiches and a coffee. So, I mean, it depends on how you shop because sometimes, you know, it's a value.
I use
thing.
The reward stuff anyway, right. But the issue is that the cost of renting a McDonald's breakfast for a very short time, you have the mums all fall along, mm-hmm. and that just enjoy them, get rid of them, don't feel the guilt, throw them out.
After all, guys, they're plants,
not puppies.
There you go, guys.
There you go. All right, we'll be back in the garden with birds right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Lent discovered our phones are modern-day bird calling devices. Yes.
Yes, they
let
are.
Him explain this.
All right. All right. Not unlike you, I am subject to forgetting to fill my feeders now and then. And so my feeders are probably empty for about 10 days.
Wow.
The birds are pissed.
Oh, yeah.
They're mad. They're mad. They weren't coming around. And I was like, oh, man. I had a bunch of sparrows that were just like mass on the feeder and emptied out. And I'd get mad, too, because I feed really good bird food, bird seed, and because I'm using sunflower hearts. Sunflower hearts will attract a wide range of different types of birds. And that it's just also, like, when you think about it, if you're using black oil sunflower or some other with the seed on, with the hole on, with the shell on, that's taking up a lot of space in that bag where it's not as many seeds that if you do sunflower hearts. I hope you're understanding me. So the sunflower hearts are all edible. So whenever you are buying your bird seed, look for something that is called, sometimes it's called a patio mix, or it has something else that's has that kind of name to it, because then it's all eaten and it's, you don't have a mess of seeds on the ground.
Nice. Yep. They have the deck blend. They have no waste mix.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But I tell you what, I keep going back to sunflower hearts and that they're great. They're great. Mm-hmm. But my bird feeders, even though they were full, were lonely because none of the birds were picking it up that I've just filled them. And, you know, when you fill something up, you expect it's like, oh, look, they're going to come back. And they didn't.
They did.
And I didn't want the sparrows back because they're sometimes the first one to come to it. So what I did is I went and I got my phone, okay? And cardinals are my number one, okay? I've got two, really. They are competitive. Black-capped chickadees are very close second, if not number one. But cardinals are just so darn pretty that you can't help but say, wow, look how beautiful. So I got on my phone and I did a search for cardinal, female cardinal calls. Okay. I turned it up real loud and it went and let's make sure I don't have a commercial that's playing. Yeah, I don't know. Can you hear this in the background?
Hear it? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right?
That's it.
So that's playing. Within 2 minutes,
I had two male cardinals.
Oh, they were ready.
And that they were ready. They say, hey,
yeah.
What you doing tonight, babe? Little do they know, it's a little black box. You know,
they can't find anything.
And so where I did it, and it was amazing that it attracted the cardinals, and it was something where, yeah, I just was really surprised by myself. And I know it works, but again, it's that specific call, the female attracting the red male, and that, I mean, this recording must have been of a hottie, because they were there in no time. I don't know what that she was calling, but it was definitely something that attracted the males. Now, black-capped chickadees, okay, again, like I said, are one of my favorite birds. And again, just a search on YouTube. Just look for, you know, black-capped chickadee calls or a song or something like that. You know, and hopefully, whoop, hang on, we have a Huggies commercial on. So, but it was like the same thing. And I was just really, really happy with the results. And you can do that with all kinds of birds. You know, and some birds don't have a very pretty call. But see, you hear that noise?
Yeah,
like that's a distinctive noise that we hear around our homes and stuff. And so the black-capped chickadee, the reason why I like it so much, is like the polite bird, where it will go and it'll take one seed from your feeder, fly up to a branch, eat it up on the branch, and then come back.
And get
one seed, fly up to the branch. You know, it's not like a pig, like a sparrow that like sits there and like chomp, 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 chomp. I'm going to empty your feeder right here. It's like, thank you for, you know, giving me the, giving me the seed. And that
got manners.
Yep, that's okay. That's right. It's got manners. And again, it was just playing their song that attracted others to the area. Now, I can't say that they jumped right onto my feeder, but they were there. They can figure it out. You know, I had cardinals and black-capped chickadees absolutely on my feeder.
That's a way to bring them in, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And again, just simple, a search on YouTube, and I was able to find it. You know what else I had? I had, now let me see if I can. Now, all right, Julio. You know what that is?
That's a warbler?
No. Hold on. That's the state bird of New Jersey.
Oh, the goldfinch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So goldfinch, because they must have been in the background for one of the ones that I was playing, all of a sudden, guess what's at my feeder?
Yeah.
It's goldfinch.
Wow, they're beautiful.
So very cool, very interesting that you can do that. You can do it with all different types of birds. I know that I have certain birds that I'd rather not hear. Let me see if I can find.
Oh, you mean like seagulls?
That's another
one. Or crows. All right. North, we call them pigeons.
All right, here's all right, can you name?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What is it?
The blue jay.
Right. Blue jays are the most annoying. The annoying sounding birds. But they're so darn pretty.
They're beautiful.
You know? Did you know Shirley, that she came from New Zealand?
Yeah.
And the whole reason she's into birds is because she saw a blue jay when she came to the United States, and it like was amazing. So anyway,
pretty awesome.
I suggest that.
Shirley's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows her stuff.
Absolutely does.
Hey, Shirley.
Shirley. Try it. Let us know. Call the hotline. Let us know how your success was. Again, that number for the hotline, any questions, 609-685-1880. Let us know if you were able to attract birds to your feeders. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. I have felt this way. Yeah. All the leaves are brown.
They're all brown.
Sometimes my spring and summer planters are just, they need a little help.
A little action.
And, you know, I'm always surprised that when you go to your planter and say, all the leaves are brown, and it ends up where it's like there's a little stem that broke.
Right.
Or that something happened and that you pull that broken stem out and like the leaves aren't brown. Yeah. It's just where that broken stem was.
That's
right. You know, you just need a plant or two to really jazz up your planters.
That's it.
You know, we've got some great suggestions. We're coming into fall, I guess. I always hate Labor Day. Labor Day isn't fall. No. Okay, Labor Day is still summer, but it's the unofficial start of fall, so we'll give it props for that.
Yeah.
But get your hands into your planter. Pull out those dead leaves or find that plant that's dead and just pull it out and remove it. And like I said, it might be a broken stem, and then when you pull it out, the whole thing's going to look so much cleaner once you do that. And if you've got some bare spots where there's some room for another plant, right? 4-inch mums, Julio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Little 4-inch mums that will really, you know, good, brighten up the planter and look good. Do you remember last week at the on the show, we just stuck some crotons in between the foliage of a combo pot. We have some crotons today that are in studio with us. And they just are, they got fall all over them. They're colors of yellow and red and green and orange that it brings. But now they're all foliage, just not going to be flowering, but still, they become a standard for planting in the fall. So you can do other things. Like there's a little ornament, like sometimes kale can get ginormous where it just, you know, you try to put a 9-inch kale in a combo pot. It's no longer going to be a combo pot. It's going to be a kale pot. But there are 4-inch cabbage and kale. So that's the size of the pot. where you can just plant them in as like an accent in those open bare spots of your spring or summer planter. All of a sudden, instead of looking like a spring or summer planter, it now looks like a fall planter. Celosia?
Oh, another one. Yeah,
you like celosia, Julio?
Yeah, I like some. Not all.
Yeah, not some, but not all. Celosia is also known as coxcomb. There are two different types where it's the like brain looking one that, that is the coxcomb type. Cool. And there's the other feathery looking one that is the other type. Either one, just take a pick and choose what color scheme you're looking for. The feathery ones have brighter colors where it's more of pinks and purples, burgundies. The coxcomb type are more yellow, orange, and red. Yeah. And red. They're a very cool looking plant. And that they'll fill up space real quick. But they are sensitive to cold. So, and I don't mean like, oh, it was 60 last night. but like where you get a frost and that they can be, their foliage can be nipped by a frost. So just keep that in mind. But don't fear the shears. Yeah. Don't fear the shears. Cut back your plants like a third. It'll spark new growth. And again, we're talking about now, this is the 7th or 8th of September. It's only the second, the beginning of the second week. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of stuff going on. Yeah. There's plenty of light left. You will notice that the sunset is getting earlier and earlier.
It is. Yeah.
You know, so keep that in mind. But again, cutting them back, they'll really flush. Another thing, they call fall the second spring because cooler temperatures bring plants that love cooler temperatures. Mm-hmm. Talking about petunias. Calibercoa, Petcoa, which is a cross between a petunia and a calibercoa. So they're a cross between the two. And they thrive in fall weather. Snapdragons. I like snapdragons. Yeah. Snapdragons make a great cut flower, too. Snapdragons will do great in the fall. They can take a frost without too much, without being hurt. They'll last for a long time. You'll be seeing them and looking at them all the way through probably Thanksgiving or more.
It's pretty good for
dianthus.
Oh yeah, another one.
Dianthus. Do you like dianthus?
Yeah, I like dianthus.
Tell me why.
I like. They have a little bit of a smell too.
They do.
Yeah.
They're fragrance. Sometimes good blue foliage on some varieties, and that they are perennial.
Perennials. Yeah.
Perennial. They'll come back. They'll be there early, and that. Probably dianthus or start March, April and flower. So depending on what our weather patterns are. So dianthus is a great one to put there.
Real good.
But if you're ready for a fresh start, you know, sometimes I am. Sometimes you just got to, all right, enough. All right.
Let's get this going. Right?
I am so sick of you. I want you dead and gone. So it's time to start all over.
Yeah.
And here are some suggestions we have for you. You know, I was looking at some of our notes, and I've had listeners, and we've had listeners, Julio, where they ask, do I use the same soil?
Yeah.
Don't.
No.
Don't. It a lot of times the soil is used up. I would put, I'd fill in some holes. If you have a garden, I'd mix it into your garden, do some of those things. But as far as being, you know, something with sustenance, I would just use brand new potting soil. Don't use that old soil. I know that I've tried to use old soil. I'm killing right now a lemon tree that is inside the house, and it's because that soil is just too old. And that I should have, it's in an awkward spot.
Oh, is it?
It's a great big pot, and it's actually in the bedroom, and where it's like, how do I empty this out? You know, I don't want to carry it downstairs. It weighs 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
You know, maybe I'll have you come over and give me a hand getting it down.
Get it down.
but it's one of those things where it you need to replace the soil with this. I need to replace the soil because I'm killing the plant. That the actual structure of the soil breaks down and it no longer is usable. Any of the nutrient value that's in it is gone. So again, go ahead and change the soil. But here's some things you can do. And let's think outside the box. How about using, instead of perennials like mums?
Boy, look how pretty the mums are.
Anyway, think about using perennials like heuchera.
Yeah,
anemones. Anemones are going to be in. They're going to be coming soon. Chelonia, well, it's also known as turtle head. It's got a bright, great foliage. It's bright and shiny and dark green. Grasses like Pentacetum hamlum. You can use grasses like Pentacetum rubrum or millet, but both of those are not hardy. What about going all the way the other spectrum and planting a shrub like winterberry holly that will be having berries at wintertime when you're ready for Christmas, and you can use blue hollies, even boxwood. So it gives you, you're ready thinking now two seasons ahead, really.
Yeah, you are.
So again, you can do different things. Create a fall planter. Again, the house plant, we were talking about this earlier, where, you know, there are some house plants and even ferns and things that you can use in these containers. And instead of thinking only flowers, think foliage, you know, like the crotons we had mentioned earlier. Yeah. So
heucheras, yeah, another
heuchera, you know, it's got all those great colors.
Yeah, it does.
It's got all those great colors. So,
and if you want to, you know, if you're just stuck on mums, right? Yeah. Just come to the garden center and we have, you know, we can give you pointers and tips on what to do. So,
absolutely.
You know, it'll give you ideas and things like that that you'll enjoy just not having the same thing every year.
Yeah. And one thing that people don't do when they come to the garden center, literally, you know, lay it out.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it out on your shopping cart. You know, take your time. You know, I always tell people when they're looking at stuff, I say, don't worry, we're open till 7.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's usually 1 o'clock. But you can tell they're going to be around for a long time.
5 hours.
And then it's just, you know, take the one, match it to the other, change it out, and
that's
then
it.
Create that recipe. And then instead of getting one of each one, you get two of each one, and then you have two matching pots side by side.
Yeah.
Like at the entrance or on your front porch.
Yeah.
Using shrubs is a great idea.
Yeah, really.
They can stay there. Hollies because they're evergreen.
Yeah.
Boxwood because they're evergreen.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about camellias. Fall flowering camellias.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find them.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I hope we've inspired you.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead, get out there, clean up your planters, replant them, or just put in a couple of plants to make it look like fall. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. 1880, and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilum's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. One of our listeners, Betsy, sent us an email and asked a question requiring us to call one of our sponsors. Here is her question.
Do the modern UV ray blocking replacement windows have an effect on houseplants? How smart is that?
Yeah, it's really.
That was a really smart question. Yeah, never thought about it, but you hear it all the time. Well, we're UV ray, you know, it's UV like, ray, all right, well, does that mean that they're cutting down on sunlight? I didn't know. So one of our sponsors to Bloomers in the Garden is Renewal by Anderson Windows. And we contacted Jake Radar and asked if the Anderson Windows UV ray blocker would affect houseplants. You know, it's funny, even he, that Betsy's question caught everybody by surprise. And we haven't, you know, he didn't even consider that. So I'm pretty sure that he called their department, whether it was research or where have you. And this is an exact quote. Jake said, "Our windows and the way we manufacture our glass will not affect the photosynthesis of plants."
That's
and
great.
There you go.
That's the answer.
There you go. Now, I don't know about other manufacturers, but this is Anderson Windows, and they will not harm your plants. Anderson's a great company that they have that we talk a little bit about it, and it's they have that shelved bay window.
Oh, yeah.
That anybody who has houseplants and you're considering replacement windows, that would be one that it has room because sometimes you don't know where to put everything. You've got combination of, well, at least in my house, combination of like knickknacks and fairly, you know, family heirlooms that my kids will be throwing away and all those things and that you don't have room for your plants. So that's one thing. It's well thought out. It's well thought out. So, again, the UV ray blocking replacement windows by Renewal by Anderson have no effect on the photosynthesis of plants.
So now you got to check all your windows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, my plants are doing okay.
I'd be calling all the manufacturers.
Well, there's only one manufacturer that I'm using. I know our Tim Bloxham, our salesman from Centerton Nursery, where Tim and I were talking. He goes, "I just put in all new Anderson windows in my house."
Okay, we have to call him and tell him.
Yeah, I have to tell him. Yeah. It's like, just to let you know, you're standing by your profession.
That's right.
Your plants will all be fine.
Yeah, they're safe.
So, all right. If you've got questions, weird ones like this, or you name it, please call the hotline at 609-685-1880. We've love to get you on the air. And if we answer your question, God, do we owe Betsy like six t-shirts now?
Really?
Betsy, you're only getting one.
That's
okay. Just because you had the longest email and questions.
Yeah, really.
We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Spring is here. And people have a lot of questions about Weed & Feed. There's one simple answer. Bioadvanced 5-in-1 Weed & Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomer's Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomer's recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So this week on What's Bugging You, the imported cabbage worm. Sometimes people call it, I think mistakenly, cabbage looper. I was looking at a tray that we had of some kale, and it was nothing but the skeletons. It was all skeletons. And it was devoured. I hate these insects. I really do, because first of all, they attack all types of coal crops, so it's going to be things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, of course, and that. Yeah, their butterfly that they form is kind of pretty, but because I know what it is, okay, I want to kill it. Like they'll. Will be filled with customers, and now I've got all of a sudden one of those white butterflies with the two dots on the back of the wing comes by, and I'm trying to grab it and smush it as it's flying, and like I can only imagine the horror of children. He's trying to kill the butterfly. Like, no, I'm not. I'm trying to kill the imported
cabbage.
Sorry, I'm not going to get political. No, but it's an illegal alien.
It's illegal alien.
That's the other studio, Julio. Anyway, that these things are just nasty. And, you know, they hide because they go along the actual vein of the plant. So even like red cabbage, for instance, you'll look at it and you'll say, the leaves are all eaten. I can't see what's eating them. But if you look at the vein that goes along the main leaf, there they are. It's just kind of like hanging out, like, you don't see me. I'm so fat, I can't move.
He loves it.
Well, again, pollinators? kind of, but not really. No. Look, I mean, you know.
No, they're not going to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not.
They cross the line.
That's right.
There's a few pollinators that just plain cross the line. We don't need more of these.
Well, yeah,
we really don't. No. We have plenty
of others.
You know, any farmer that is you know, trying to grow any of the coal crops, they have to deal with this constantly.
Yeah, they don't want that guy there.
And again, it's the imported cabbage worm. It's a native of Europe, okay, and it's not native here. And it's become a major pest, and it has been for years.
Oh, gosh.
For years.
They're always around.
It was first discovered in 1860.
Ooh, way back.
Okay, and it's also the United States and Canada. So, for a cute little butterfly. Yeah, right. Oh, look, a white little butterfly flying. Oh, and you know, I can tell.
Yeah.
Because when they come over, right?
Right.
And they're hovering over the our trays of could be collards or kohlrabi or broccoli. And you see that it come and it's like kind of like dive bobs in. It's like fluttering. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah, it's laying eggs. Yeah. It's dropping its eggs top of our flats of trays. And our customers, when they take them home, they may be taking home eggs that we don't know about. So, I hate them. I hate them. Anyway, it does not have a limited diet. Here, all right. Again, I've already mentioned a few. Cabbage, cauliflower, kale, collards, kohlrabi, Brussels sprouts, mustard, radish, turnips, horseradish.
Wow, they like that too.
I guess so. They're from Europe. and occasionally eat head lettuce and leaf lettuce.
Pretty intense.
And they eat holes and they deposit. And this, here's another thing, right. Europeans. This is a description, folks. I'm sorry. But they eat irregular shaped holes in the leaves and deposit large pellets of excrement.
Oh my God. They like to go, they like to do that.
Sounds like some of my family when they come to visit. Anyway, and that's. Where again, and they'll feed on the inside of broccoli and cauliflower. They are glutinous poop machines. Did you get the idea that I don't like them? Because they're in this guise of being so cute, but they're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah, don't fall for it. They're easy to control. That's a good thing. You know, here's one thing. They're not even like the spotted lanternfly die. Yeah. They lay their eggs. And then they die. These don't. Okay. They pupate over winter. Ooh. And that's those white butterflies you see so early.
Oh, it's early for butterflies. Look at it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, they are looking to increase their populations and decrease your harvest of your vegetable garden.
You're not going to have anything.
Easy to control. That's one good thing. Spinosad. Spinosad is an organic, also two organics, really. Spinosad and BT, Bactylus thuringiensis, if you see caterpillar killer, I guess like now with everybody saying, oh, everything's a pollinator, you know, that people, it's like, I don't want the caterpillar killer.
No, we don't want to do that.
Look, we are, I guess, what do we call ourselves? The alpha predator?
Alpha, yeah.
There are some times we need to do our job, and or else, you know.
That's right.
And with this, I tell you, these illegal alien caterpillar bugs.
Yeah, they got
to They need to go.
They got to go back to Europe.
They need to go. Yeah. That's right. Go back across the sea. You know. Yeah. So you need to spray them with spinosad, organic. So again, you're using it on food crops. Same thing. You can also use the BT. Will do well, but you got to make sure, like I said, they kind of hide on the veins.
Yeah,
you could spray the top of the leaves, but you got to get underneath too, and just it'll clean them up pretty quick. But just you got to get to them, or else you know your harvest is gone, and nobody wants to eat chewed imported cabbage leaves, cabbage worms, leftovers. Anyway, those cute little white butterflies with the two dots on the end.
Not cute.
They are menaces. I mean, they are menaces.
We got to get rid of those guys.
Yeah, we do.
They're always, they're
sneaky.
Yeah, they're always flying around my place.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, it's when I see them at the garden center, it really pisses me off because I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I know what they're doing. It's like, yes, you've made it, and now you're laying eggs.
Yeah,
you're laying eggs on top of our pristine, beautiful vegetable plants. Get out of here. So if you ever come to Bloomers and you see a madman chasing white butterflies, don't get the butterfly net yourself, okay? Unless you're going to catch one of the white butterflies. Then it's okay. But just leave me alone. Let me try to get them out. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG. Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Me and Julio. Hey,
I'll tell you.
If fall is for planting, if you're planning on a new landscape, make sure you listen next week. This same time, we're going to go over how to design your landscape and what to do in the fall. We'll see you then. See you in the garden.
We'll see you in the garden.